I just said to the players inside, I couldn't be more proud of them tonight. It's not a performance where it was free flowing and 600 passes and all go with it, but it was a performance is what this team and this club's built on, which was hard work and endeavour and what it meant to pull that shirt over your head. And I think as both sides of tonight was, I thought the players were outstanding and I thought the fans were outstanding. They made it very easy for the players tonight to keep throwing their bodies in the line and keep making those runs, keep winning those headers, keep winning your duels. So I couldn't be more thankful for them for that. Rovers got to take great credit. I think that was a game, that was an old-fashioned League of Ireland game where both teams rolled their sleeves up and started swinging at each other. As I say, great credit to them. No complaints, they got on with it. And same with our boys. They managed tonight really, really well. The biggest thing for me was, as I say, that hunger and that desire and that commitment and that will to win. So delighted for them. I don't think anybody needed to be told how good a player James Clark is. It wasn't his first come to Derry, he's not his first rodeo in the League of Ireland. So, but there's always that element of needing to settle and understanding your surroundings and how teams want to play and getting to know your teammates. And there's a million factors goes into all that. And as much as you'd love to just hit the ground running, it's not always the case. I think Darren Markey was another one tonight, was absolutely and utterly outstanding, as they all were to a man. The new players was a massive occasion. Barry Cotter, I don't know whether you call Paddy McLean a new player or not, I don't know, but as I say, I couldn't be more proud of them. It's about the players, and as I said to them after the game, and I said to them last week after the game, that there hasn't been, I think, one game all season was Rovers away where we let ourselves down, and we didn't compete. I think in every other game we have really competed and we've shown what this club means. Every single day in training they work their backsides off. As I said to them, I just hope and pray that these results keep coming because they deserve that. Yeah, I think if anybody that knows James' mentality will tell you that James will do everything in his powers. If it means going out there in a wheelchair, James will have a go at it. I don't know what the outcome is. It only happened, I think, today. And so the consultant will speak with our physio and probably in the next day or two we'll understand exactly where we stand.